And swimmers across the entire Auckland region are being advised not to get in the water. And if you look at the Safe Swim map, it's a tight mass of black pins. This text here from somebody on Waiheke Island says, can you please clarify when you say all Auckland beaches have a black flag, that this includes Waiheke Island as well? There are a couple of black flags on Waiheke, Oniroa and Little Oniroa. And then the rest around the coastline there are red. And I'm going to ask Matt about this because I'm going to be talking to Matt Williams now, the Chief Executive of Surf Lifesaving Northern Region. Kia ora, good evening, Matt.
Kia ora, good evening.
We're talking about almost every piece of coastline in the Auckland region. Have you seen anything like this before?
I haven't seen anything like this on Safe Swim, but to match that, I haven't seen anything like that in Tamaki Makaurau before. So, yep, two unprecedented events, one leading to the other, I believe.
So a black flag, when I'm looking at Safe Swim, just absolute mass of black flags, as I said. I just mentioned there about Waiheke. What does a red flag mean?
All right. So a black flag is absolutely no swimming. There is a very, very high risk of infection. Think of a red flag as one down from that, as in we don't recommend swimming. So when there's a black flag up, lifeguards won't be on patrol. The flags won't be on. We won't be running events. It is just a straight no swimming. When it's a red flag, there's a bit more discretion around it, but we always advise to stay out of the water where possible in a red flag and always stay out of the water when that black flag's up there.
Right, okay, so that's safeswim.org.nz. People like to look, although you won't see anything except right around the coastline on both sides of the country for Auckland, black flags everywhere. So
it's probably important to talk about why, right?
Yes.
Why we're seeing these flags why we're telling people not to swim in the water.
Is it warranted?
Absolutely. Look, like I've said all summer, pay heed to that advice on Safe Swim. It may just save your life, and this time most definitely it will save you from a tummy bug. We know we had a lot of flooding and inundation across Auckland on Friday. That has led to significant issues with Water Care's infrastructure and their wastewater treatment systems, which has meant it hasn't been unable to process wastewater in the way it normally does. We believe those systems are coming back online, and there will be some updates on Safe Swim tomorrow. But until then, follow that advice, guys. So I'm not in a position to say what the forecasted water quality will be over the next 2 to 3 days. But I'd say if you're going to the coastline, check in on it regularly. The situation may change as those wastewater systems come online. We may be back in the water this weekend. But until Safe Swim says otherwise, stay out of the water, guys.
Not even paddling.
No, not even paddling, guys. You think about all the nasties in there. You don't have to go over your head. You don't even want your dogs, your pets drinking that water, guys. Best to find something else to do. Clean up your neighbour's house for them. Give them a hand.
Okay, so what? So keep animals away from the beaches as well if you're taking dogs for a walk?
Yep, that same E. coli bacteria and the other bacteria, etc. You don't want your dog or your pet getting exposed or your child getting exposed if they're there drinking the water and splashing around in there.
So what impact will this have on your operations, Matt?
It may see a few quieter days for the lifeguards to take stock before what may be a busy weekend. So lifeguards will be at the beach. They'll be there providing information that people shouldn't swim. They'll be doing what we call observational patrols, ready to respond in critical emergencies. But while the black flags are out, the black marks are out, you won't see the red and yellow flags out at the beaches because, again, we can't find a safe place to swim, no matter how benign the actual conditions are. If the water quality isn't safe, we won't put those flags up, because just say we don't want you to drown, we don't want you to go home with a serious tummy bug.
Well, it's the middle of summer, even though it doesn't feel like it, but it is pretty hot and humid. Do you reckon that some people are going to ignore these warnings and get in the water?
I hope they don't, but do it at your own risk, guys. Don't make lifeguards come out and have to save you when they don't need to. Find something else to do until those water quality markers improve, is my advice.
What are the conditions like around the Auckland beaches at the moment?
From what I've seen, it's pretty churned up. It's pretty ugly. You've got a lot of brackish brown water out there. You've got a lot of debris floating around. It doesn't look like that beautiful Moana we normally see around the city. It doesn't look all that inviting either. And I'm thinking it's probably going to be a few more days till that clears regardless.
Well, surf lifesavers have played a key role in this flooding emergency, particularly last Friday. Can you tell us about some of the things you've been involved with?
I think over the summer we've had this really busy and diverse role supporting the city, and that's been capped off by an excellent flood response. So, you know, you saw lifeguards in your backyard, you saw lifeguards out your first story roof helping neighbours, you saw lifeguards helping three-year-olds off couches and paddocks. It was, you know, a very novel but still serious situation, and great to see how our volunteers responded. And for me, it perfectly encapsulates what a powerful volunteer asset we have here, but also our responsibility to make sure we take care of something that's been built up so great over the last 100 years and ensure it remains well-supported so future generations can be served by it and also be part of it.
Yeah, absolutely. What about the additional flooding this morning? Were you out and about today?
No, so there was nothing this morning, thankfully, that required our response. We know that there was flooding. We were on hand, ready to be tasked, but no tasking was required. The biggest news for surf lifesaving and the flooding today was poor old Mangawhai Heads Surf Club in north of Auckland had a slip right above them, and that surf club is now effectively written off. So after in the middle of a busy summer, those lifeguards will be looking to remediate and rebuild their surf club as soon as possible. Thankfully, only a minor injury from a lifeguard that was in the building at the time.
Right, well, that's good to hear. So in terms of how you've been able to get to the beaches, has that been difficult?
Look, we have a wonderful partnership with Toyota Financial Services, which provides leased utes across the country, and those have been absolutely pivotal. I can't undermine how important that is to be able to get us where we're going. Volunteers don't have to jump into their vehicles. Each club has had a specced and ready vehicle to get us out there, so it's times like this when all of our partnerships are so important.
And what about you? Are you keen to get back in the water?
I am indeed. I've spent a lot of time behind my desk lately, a few impromptu board meetings, and very keen to enjoy that coastline safely with the rest of Auckland as soon as it's proper to do so.
Yeah, what do you reckon? Do you think it'll be like the weekend, perhaps?
I'm not a gambling man, but I'm hoping that we've got the all clear for Friday afternoon.
Okay, cool. Thank you very much, Matt. And for people who want to see, well, there's not much to see. Perhaps on Waiheke Island, they might like to look at where those red flags are. And then on the west coast.
Jump on SafeSwim, have a look around. Yep. Look at all the advice that's there apart from water quality. And get well acquainted with it for when we're back at the beaches is my advice.
Very good advice. Thanks, Matt, for joining us.
Mā te wā.
Mā te wā. That's Matt Williams, Chief Executive of Surf Lifesaving Northern Region, and Auckland Beach is affected by flooding, wastewater contaminants and debris in the water. Do not swim. And safeswim.org.nz. If you can get online, go and have a look and you'll be able to see, although the advice is pretty obvious.